Maseches Peah, Perek Zion, Mishnah Gimel, 7-3. We now move to a new mitzvah altogether, the mitzvah of Peret. Now, if you're keeping track, in the Masech, we began by talking about the three gifts to the poor that come from grains. Those were Peah, the leftover section for the poor, Leket, the stalks that fall while you're harvesting, and Shicha, the forgotten bundles, or for that matter, forgotten stalks, that you overlooked as you were harvesting. Now, of those three, two are applicable to trees in general, meaning Peah and Shicha. So you can have to leave it part of your orchard as Peah, and if you left some trees unharvested, they're Shicha, if you overlook those, you know, the olives in the tree, let's say. Leket, however, has no application by trees. Hypothetically, if you're picking an apple tree and an apple falls to the ground, there's nothing to say that apples shouldn't belong to you. However, when it comes to vines, grapevines, although there is no leket, there's an analog. There's something very similar to leket, and that is peret. So when it comes to grapevines, they're actually in addition to peah and shecha. While you don't have leket, you'll have peret. And for that matter, as we'll see in the next mishnah, you'll have a fourth gift to the poor when it comes to grapevines, and that of olos, which we'll come back to in the next mishnah. In any case, so peret here is very much similar to leket. Leket was the stalk that falls as you're harvesting. One or two stalks fall, you leave it for the neem. Here, peret is the same thing. It's grapes that fall when you're harvesting. They also belong to the neem. And the structure of this mishnah here in 7-3 is very similar to the structure of the mishnah in 4-10. In 4-10, it said ezu leket, and here our mishnah says ezu peret. However, be careful. The way the Bar Tanura understands this mishnah, it's not exactly the same, even structurally, and you might misunderstand the mishnah. So the way our mishnah reads, ezu peret hanosher b'sha'as ha-betzira, meaning the grapes that fall at the time of the harvesting. Betzira, a special verb set aside for the harvesting of grapes. Back at 4:10, you see ezu peret hanosher b'sha'as ha-katzira, that which falls at the time of the harvest. The word katzira, a verb specially designated for harvesting, reaping grains. Now, our mishnah continues on. Hayabotzer, if one was harvesting grapes, and then akats esa eshkol, he detaches the cluster of grapes, husbach ba'alim, and then that cluster gets entangled in the leaves of the grapevine, and nafal miyado la'aretz, and it falls from his hand to the ground. According to many girsos, you have the miyado not there, so it's nafal la'aretz, simply it falls to the ground. V'nifrat. Now that word v'nifrat, of course, like the word peret, and gives a hint at the etymology of the word peret. So peret is this gift. It either comes from the word like prit, individual piece, like a prat or prit is a piece, individual item, meaning that individual grapes falling off, or it could be it's from the word like nifrad, to separate, meaning individual grapes separate out from the main. In any case, either way, the nifrat, these grapes get separated and fall when they hit the ground. Harehu shalbal habayis, even though these grapes fell when you're harvesting them to the floor, you can keep them because they didn't fall in the normal course of harvesting. An extraneous, exogenous, outer force, not the normal harvesting process, is what caused you to drop them. This is, again, similar but not the same, and I'm going to contrast it to that mishnah back 4:10, which you had before. So back in 4:10, the mishnah reads, Ezu leket, hanosha b'shasa katsira. What's leket? The stalks that fall at the time of the harvesting. Hayakotzer, if you were harvesting, reaping wheat. Katzim lo yado, or talish lo kumtso, if you harvested a handful, or you ripped out of the ground, like say it's onions, something like that, a fistful lo kumtso. Then hikau kot v'nachful miyado. Now here it's your hand gets stuck by a thorn. So you then, v'nafal miyado, you let go of the grain because you got poked, and then it falls la'aretz. Harehu shalbal habayis, you can keep the grain. It's not leket, because the reason why you dropped it wasn't part of the harvesting process. It was the external cause of the thorn poking your hand. Back in our mishnah, the pashtus is akatz es ha'eshkol, doesn't mean something like the same word akatz, to poke, but here it's not that you get poked in your hand, rather that akatz is the verb to cut off, to detach. So you detach the stem of that cluster. And then huzbach ba'alim, not that your hand or something gets entwined or tangled in the leaves, but rather that cluster gets entangled. And then because of that, it causes the grapes to fall, then they are not considered peret because it didn't fall through the normal harvesting process, but by some external cause. Fine, so that's peret. The Mishnah continues by saying, "Hamaniach es kalkala tachas agefen b'shah shehu botzer." If you put a basket underneath the grapevine at the time that you're harvesting the grapes, the idea being you're going to catch the grapes that fall while you're harvesting before they hit the ground, under the false assumption that until they hit the ground, they belong to you. Well, that's wrong, and actually you're stealing from the poor. And therefore the Mishnah says, "Hareze gozel es haniyim." This guy put the basket is stealing from the poor. Al ze ne'mar, and on that activity, it said, al tase gvul olim. This we've had once before. It's actually a play on words from the pasuk in Mishlei, which says, al tase gvul olam. Don't move the boundary markers that have been there since time immemorial. That's a like hasagas gvul, not moving the boundary marker. But we are, you know, having a slight change in the reading of that to say al taseg, don't encroach upon the gvul, the territory of the olim. Olim either means those who are on the way up, meaning like the same way the person makes aliyah, so the person moving up in the social status, and it's lashon saginahar, it's a euphemism. These people who are leaving the gifts to are the poor indigent who are sort of like downtrodden and sort of at the bottom of the social totem pole. They're certainly not olim, not upwardly mobile. They're downwardly mobile, and therefore we call them olim, people on the way up, euphemistically, and we're saying don't encroach in their territory. And the other pshat again was, as we said before, it's the olim, the ones who came up from Egypt to Eretz Yisrael. They had rules in place that they agreed upon when they came into Eretz Yisrael, those who came up to Eretz Yisrael from Egypt, and don't encroach upon those rules that were set there. In any case, our point is that you may not put the basket to catch those grapes. Now, just as an aside, an amazingly different pshat that the Gra has in Shnos Eliyahu. The Gra is at odds with all the Rishonim, but his pshat is really interesting. He understands, in fact, that peret only happens when the grapes hit the ground and detach from the cluster, hence the word peret, or like from the word prat, or like, you know, pered, nifrad, separating. And his thought is that until they hit the ground, what makes peret is not what falls as you're picking off the stalk, but when a whole cluster falls on the ground, which in fact, if you ever picked grape clusters, is much more common than individual grapes falling off, which doesn't happen much at all. So if you drop the whole cluster and hit the ground, then a few break off upon impact. Those ones that break off, those pritim that are nifrad, those individual grapes that separate from the grape cluster, those are what's peret that must be left for the poor. And therefore, he understands that the idea is by putting the basket there, you're making it impossible for any of the grapes to hit the ground and detach, because you're catching them in your basket, they'll never hit the ground. And that's why you're being gozel es haniyim, you're sort of preempting the aniyim, the poor, from ever getting their portion of peret. Okay.